In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Immaculate Mother of the Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the Church celebrates the solemnity of the ascension of our Lord into heaven. And this is a mystery of our faith and an important mystery. It's also the second mystery of the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. So it's one that we meditate frequently. And there's much to be said about this mystery. Our Lord himself said that regarding his ascension, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. And then he said, regarding his leaving this earth in his human body, his glorified body, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. And of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Those citations are from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14 and chapter 16. And then I'm citing these because it helps us to understand this mystery of our Lord's leaving us and its deep connection with our faith, our belief in him who we do not see, and also with the mission that he gave us to be his witnesses. There's an old saying that is very true in most cases: out of sight, out of mind. And that would be a danger had the Lord simply left this earth and not sent the Holy Spirit. But our Lord has told us that our salvation is predicated on faith. He who has no faith cannot please God and cannot be saved. In fact, our Lord said, I think it was in today's gospel, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. And our Lord makes clear that all of us, whom God the Father from all times wills to be saved, however, must choose our salvation. And everyone is free to choose. And unfortunately, because of the abuse of our freedom, some choose not to. And those who choose not to belong to this world. We don't belong to this world, our Lord told us. The world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not pray that thou shouldst take them from the world, out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one. We are destined to be with Christ as we are with him now, as members of his mystical body on this earth. We're destined to be with him in all eternity in our resurrected bodies. At the end of time, our Lord has promised us he will raise us up, and we're destined for that resurrection and for eternal life in glorious bodies, not unlike that of our Lord, to be present with him in heaven. So he sent, then he left this world in order to be able, for us to be able to prove our faith. Had he stayed with us, it wouldn't require faith to believe in Jesus, the resurrected Lord, because we would see him with our eyes, as did the apostles and many other disciples. But the Lord needs to send, or wants to send to us, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, to give us that faith. Even the Apostle St. Thomas, before he actually saw Jesus with his own eyes and touched his side and put his hands in the wounds, he said he would not believe, and he did not believe until he actually saw Jesus. And then he believed. But he didn't have yet, the Paraclete had not been sent. Jesus was still there. So when Jesus leaves this earth and ascends to the right hand of God the Father, then, as we know, he sent his Spirit, and the church was born on that day and filled with the Holy Spirit. The testimony of Christ was begun on earth, and we believe because of that testimony and because of faith, the gift that we receive from the Holy Spirit in baptism. So the reason for our Lord's ascension is that we may have faith and live a life of faith and testimony. He gave instructions on the last day, go forth and be my witnesses. And so that's our mission, and the Lord, as we will celebrate next week at Pentecost, sends the Holy Spirit to help us, to give us this gift of faith, and to give us the gifts, his other gifts of the Holy Spirit, in order that we can continue the mission. The Lord wants us to be one with him and with one another in love, in truth, and he prays for this oneness, but it doesn't just happen sort of by magic or by miracle of total supernatural grace. It also happens by the work of the church and the witness of the faithful, and each one of us is called to participate in this mission and to be these witnesses, to not keep our faith to ourselves, but to go out and win for Christ all those whom the Father from all time has given to Jesus. But Jesus now wants his church to continue his mission till the end of time when he comes again, and he will come again. Our Lord also, in addition to ascending by his own power into heaven in front of so many witnesses on the day of the ascension, also gave further proof of his promise to all of us of what we can hope to enjoy someday when he assumed his mother and our mother into heaven. She is the one amongst all men, the only one who now enjoys the fruits of the redemption and that glory that we hope for, assumed into heaven, body and soul. So on this feast of the Ascension, the solemnity, it's a time for us to reflect on these theological virtues that are so connected with this mystery, the virtue of faith that we have through the Holy Spirit that the Lord sent after he left on Pentecost, and the virtue of hope that we have. Jesus showed us the way. He is the truth and the life, and he brought his mother with him, and he will bring us also on the last day. He will raise us up, and we too will ascend or be assumed into heaven. And he sent the Holy Spirit to give us the ultimate virtue of charity, that we're called to live and to bring others by our witness of the truth and by our work of love into this one body. The world didn't accept Jesus, and the world therefore loses out. But there are many who are in the world who belong to Christ and whom we, the church, must work both in a spiritual sense and materially by going out and being evangelists. Our Lord, in the second